is the Remix Gamers Gen X Gamer Podcast.
What's going on, guys? And welcome back for another episode of the Gen X Gamer Podcast. I'm your host, Matty Ice, and this is your favorite podcast. So today I wanted to come to you and talk to you about a game that just got released. I think it was released this Monday or Tuesday. I'm not sure. I've actually had early access since October 31st. And right about now, I've got about 10 hours into the game, and I've really been enjoying my time with the game. As you can tell by the title of the episode, I'm going to be talking about Starfield today. And Starfield has been fantastic. I was very curious about the game. And then like right at the last minute, like right before early access was open and available to people who purchased the early access version, I kind of decided to just, you know, jump right in and go for it. So I ended up purchasing the early access version. And I've been playing since August 31st, and I love the game. I know 10 hours is not really a whole lot of time with the game, but I feel like it's enough time to, you know, where I've gotten my feet wet and I know what I'm doing. I wouldn't really say know what I'm doing, but I mean, I feel like I can give a very adequate, you know, first take on the game and my first impressions on the game. I'm going to go ahead and dive right into this. So this is Bethesda's first, like, IP in probably over two decades. I know Bethesda's probably known for games like Fallout and Doom and most recently Redfall, which was an actual flop. I know that game caught a lot of backlash. But like I say, this is Bethesda's first new IP in over two decades. So, you know, they've been away for quite some time, you know, remaking games here and there. And with Redfall being just a complete flop, you know, I guess they had to save face. And I think they did it with this game because this game is outstanding and I love it. Currently, you know, with me having 10 hours into the game, like I say, a lot of people's not going to look at that and say, well, you know, 10 hours, that's not really enough to, can't really take your word for it. But I mean, you can go on YouTube, you can go on Google, you can look on Twitter or X now. You can go on any of these social media sites, look into Starfield, YouTube probably being the biggest one because so many people put out reviews or whatnot, but you can go on there. And I mean, and I'm sure you can find some people that's going to talk bad about the game, but more often than not, you're going to find nothing but good reviews about the game. I think the game scored like an 88 on Metacritic, which is really good. I'm sure people were kind of, you know, hesitant with the way Redfall kind of flopped, but they really knocked it out of the park with Starfield, man. I really love Starfield and it's fun. And you know, straight from the get go, you know, when you open up Starfield, you're going to go into the character creative screen, which I've also recently been playing a game called Baldur's Gate 3, which I'm gonna have to sit down and do a whole review on that game once I finally finish it, because I'm kind of new to the whole like Dungeons and Dragons thing, and I'm not really like that game is just like new to me, and I'm trying to figure it out as I go. But I know in Baldur's Gate 3 there's like a really in-depth character creation. Starfield is not really as in-depth as Baldur's Gate 3, but it does open up with a character creation screen. Once you create a character, you know, you get to pick from like skills and like kind of like a background and stuff, and you kind of go from there and the game goes forward. There's also like a leveling system as well. Start at one and work your way up to I'm not really sure what the level cap is. I'm guessing maybe around 50 or 100. I'm not sure. I've seen some people put out reviews on Starfield and I noticed their character's high ranked, so I'm gonna say either 50 or 100, but that's just, you know, taking a shot in the dark and guessing. There is a leveling system. There's also like a skill tree as well. And the game is very beautiful. It's a very eye candy type game. It's very beautiful. Graphics are fantastic. Optimization is subpar to say the least. I'm playing on a PC gaming laptop more or less, but I'm saying the frame rates are decent and I'm getting above 60 frames a second. But as far as like the optimization goes, like I've played some games earlier and they seem like they were more optimized. I don't know. It's like, I'm not saying this game isn't optimized. I'm just saying like it's subpar. Like it's enough to get by with, and I'm getting above 60 frames a second. One of the things that really got me about this game is the game launched, but didn't launch with DLSS. It launched with FSR2, which is an upscaling technology that's more or less attached to AMD. Most people who have, you know, NVIDIA cards, they look for the DLSS in the games, which is upscaling technology for NVIDIA and GeForce. And the game actually launched without DLSS, and that was kind of a bummer for me because in my laptop, I have a RTX 3080 graphics card, and, you know, I can use FSR, but it's not going to be as effective as if I had an AMD graphics card. But thanks to the modding community, I was able to jump on Nexus Mods and actually install a DLSS mod for smoother frame rate. And once I installed that mod, the game kind of smoothed itself out. And now it seems to be running. I don't know if they did maybe like a background update or something for it that it may be downloaded and installed. I don't think there have been because I leave my Steam open all the time. And, you know, I always go to my downloads every day to see if anything got updated or if any kind of new patches were pushed out. As far as I know, I don't think there's been an update for it. But just with me adding the DLSS mod, I mean, it seems like it smoothed everything out. I, like I say, I'm, I have have an MSI Creator 15 gaming laptop, and it has an i7-11800H processor with a 3080 mobile chip in it. I'm getting, like I said, I'm getting above 60 frames a second. It seems like it's, I mean, there's like spots in the game where it's worse than others, but for the most part, it seems like it's 60 frames a second. I mean, probably well above that. I would say I'm probably hitting maybe the 80, 90, into the 100 sometimes. Now, I have noticed with this game that when you're inside buildings and inside of places, the frame rate is a lot higher as opposed to being outside where it's like vast open areas. Some of the vast open areas aren't really, you know, frame intensive, and I still get high frame rates, but there's like some parts of the game where you'll go to, and if it's real heavy on the, like if there's a lot of buildings and maybe a lot of people walking around or whatnot and a lot of movement, I have noticed the frame rate will drop a little bit, but for the most part it stays up in the above 60 and higher. From what I understand, the game is locked at 30 frames a second on Xbox, which kind of sucks. That's one thing I do love about PC gaming over console gaming, is that when you play on PC, you have the you do get to play at unlocked frame rates and everything's not locked to 30 or 60. I have to clarify that with a friend. I have a friend that has an Xbox Series X, and I'll touch base with him and find out for sure if that's actually true, but that's what I read somewhere. And like I say, being locked at 30 frames a second, I feel like if this game is at least 60, it would have been a lot better experience. I guess 30 is tolerable, and if you play on Nintendo Switch a lot, I'm pretty sure you're used to 30 frames a second, but probably wouldn't have been a lot better if it had been unlocked frame rates. But like I say, I'm playing on PC, so I'm not really having to deal with the whole 30 frames a second. I just wanted to put that out there for anyone who hears this episode and maybe thinking about getting Starfield and going to be purchasing on the Xbox Series X or S, because this game is, it's only for Microsoft. It's exclusive for Microsoft, so you can't play this game on PlayStation. You can only play on PC or Xbox, but just be aware that it is locked at 30 frames a second. Now, I'm pretty sure that's the case. I'm not really sure, but I'm pretty sure that's what I heard or read before the game ever launched, that that's what it was going to be. The game is basically Skyrim, but in space with guns. I mean, you're a space commando type guy. I mean, you're going from like planet to planet. You'll go there and then you'll fight with these, or what are called pirates, like the bad guys. You'll go there and like try and take over a base. They might have something in the base that you've been sent to get from a mission from someone. And you'll fly from planet to planet, and in between flying from planet to planet, you may get into like a fight with the ships or whatnot. It's really fun. I was kind of worried about the whole ship fighting, because I have PTSD when it comes to that, because immediately when I think of ship fighting, I think of Assassin's Creed. I think it was Odyssey or Black Flag. One of those two. I think it may have been Black Flag that had like the boat fighting, and that just like really ruined that game for me. I did not like that game at all. I like the gameplay aspect of it when it came to like the boat fighting, I couldn't stand it, man. And that really ruined that game for me. But I have kind of PTSD when I hear like ship fighting. I'm like, oh great, here we go with this again. But the fighting in space with the ships and like shooting, is kind of got like a Star Wars type feel. Not really, but it's kind of what it reminds me of. It makes me think of. It's really fun, and I kind of thought I was not going to like it, but it turns out I really do. And from what I understand, the game is said to have over 1,000 planets. Now, whether that's true or not, I'm not sure. I think people are trying to really dig deep into that and see how true that actually is. They said the game has over 1,000 planets in it, but I don't know. And so far, I probably came across like 10, 15, but I mean, this is a very large game. I think the install size was well over 120 gigabytes. So that is a very large game, and a lot of these planets are like vast open areas that, you can just traverse and go wherever you want to go, and it's extremely large. So if this game actually does have 1,000 planets in it, that's going to be really impressive that they was able to put that much stuff into a game. But yeah, as I stated, the game is open world. You can go anywhere and do anything you want to do, and there is spaceship combat. It's kind of like a way better version of No Man's Sky or Outer World. I never did play No Man's Sky or Outer World, but I kind of got like a premise of what those games are about, and this is kind of like a better version of that. And it's like I say, I'm really loving it so far. The combat is very fluid and fun. I love the combat. There's a vast variety of guns. You get like pistols, laser rifles, actual like submachine guns, assault rifles. I mean, there's like a vast variety of weapons in the game. The weapons and the gear are also like color coded. So you got your gray, your blue, your purple, and your yellow, which is kind of like your common, your rare, your epic, and your legendary. You've seen that in a lot of other games like The Division 2, Destiny, stuff like that. I mean, games that with a color coded type for your gear and your weapons. I mean, there's like a color coded. Well, I call it a color code system for your common, your rare, your epic, and your legendary. And I don't know if that's what I do know that the blue are actually rare, so I might be right. It may be common, rare, epic, and legendary, but you get the gist of it. It's a color code for like if you pick up a yellow weapon, it's going to be legendary. You might want to hang on to that one. But also when you're playing in the game, you have a lot of dialogue choices. You walk up and talk to all different kinds of people, all different walks of life. So far, I haven't talked to like any aliens or anything like that. But I mean, so far it's been like, you know, human to human interaction and dialogue. There are a lot of dialogue choices in the game, kind of like Mass Effect, Dragon Age 3, and most recently what I've been playing, Baldur's Gate 3. But this is an open world RPG, so there are going to be choices for what you can say to people, and you know, giving you all different kind of options. Which in result of that, it could have several endings depending on the choices made in the game during the campaign. You know, whatever you choose in the game as you progress further into the game may have like a result in a different outcome. I mean, you may play through the game and pick completely different choices and may have a completely different ending at the end of the game. That very well may be the situation. I'm not sure. I kind of, when I play these types of RPG games and stuff, I kind of pick like, as if I was in that situation, what I would say. So I kind of, that's the kind of choices I go with. I mean, there are clear choices on there. Like, you know, you could pick this choice and come off as an asshole, or you could pick this choice and, you know, just come off as a dutz. There's just so many different choices you could choose from. And like, whatever you choose, that's basically how the game's going to play out for you. So like I say, I try and pick the choices that what I would pick is if I was in that situation in real life. But I do like those types of games, like the RPGs that give you the, you know, the choices of different things to say and everything. And the campaign seems like it's going to be, if there is actually 1,000 planets in this game, which they claim to be, the campaign could be a very lengthy campaign. And when it comes to very like lengthy campaigns, I don't like games that are, I would say, longer than 40 hours. One game that I can think of off the top of my head that I just quit playing because I got so tired of it was Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I had like 60 plus hours in that game, and that game was still going, and I just got so sick of playing it that I pretty much just quit playing it, and I just got tired of it. So I'm hoping this game isn't over 60 hours. I could probably tolerate a 60 hour game, but anything past that, man, I'm just gonna get really like fed up with the game and probably just stop playing it, like I did Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Because at that point, it's just, I mean, you put so much 60 hours into the game, is not nothing to, you know, sneeze at. But at that point, you spent so much time with the game, that's how I was with Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I was like, okay, you know, let's wrap this up, let's end the game, come on, let's finish this. That may not be the case with Starfield, because I'm loving the game just that much so far. But when it gets started getting into that lengthy of a game, I tend to find myself like kind of stop playing it because I just get so sick of it. I don't know, man. I really don't see that happening with Starfield, because I'm just having such a fantastic time with it. And all in all, it's just a stellar game. And I think that's what Microsoft needed in the midst of Sony domination of games, because right now Sony was just killing it. I mean, Sony was launching out all these games, or, you know, putting out all these games that are pretty much dominating. And I think this is the game that Xbox and Microsoft needed to kind of be relevant again, because people weren't just there. They were getting kind of, the only thing that Xbox really has to lean on is Game Pass. But other than that, I mean, they just weren't putting out a whole bunch of games. I mean, I know I've had some friends talk about, you know, trying to decide whether to get a PS5 or an Xbox. I always recommend PS5 because the games are just better. But, you know, now that Starfield's come out, I still don't think that's enough for me to like say, oh, well, you should get an Xbox so you can play Starfield. But I'm also happy to see that it's on PC. And if you have Game Pass, I would, you know, definitely check this game out. I mean, you pay for Game Pass, so why not? But like I said earlier in the podcast, it's a pretty lengthy install size. I mean, it's 120, I think it's like 120 something gigs altogether. And I don't know how fast your internet may be. It may be faster than mine. If it's slower, it's probably going to take you quite a while to download it. But if you have Game Pass, I'd highly recommend downloading Starfield and giving it a try. I've loving it so far. I think it's a fantastic game, and hopefully around about the 60 hour mark, the game will be wrapping up. And if so, I'll call that, you know, like a perfect campaign length. But we'll see when I get there. But that's all I wanted to talk about today and give you guys another episode. I've kind of been away for a little while. I've been playing some games, and I've got to get some reviews together. I've recently been playing, like I said, Baldur's Gate 3, but I'm kind of learning the game as I go, because I don't know all the rules or whatnot. So I'll probably be able to put out a review on that game after I finish. But one of my buddies said that game's is a pretty lengthy game, so it could be quite a while before I put out a review on Baldur's Gate, especially since the fact I can't stop playing Starfield. But and I bought Armored Core 6 on PS5, and I've been playing it as well, and I'm really enjoying Armored Core 6. Yeah, I've got like the first quarter of the game done, but I'll probably put out a review on that game once I finally do complete it. Kind of wanted to give Starfield first impression, because I know a lot of people's probably playing this game right now, and if anyone's on the fence about trying it, hopefully this podcast will kind of sway them in one direction or the other. I mean, I know I'm not like a really big pod, you know, somebody big on social media or anything. I'm just another gamer podcaster. But take my word for it, man. If you've listened to any of my other shows, I feel like I haven't steered you in the wrong direction. And I stand by my reviews and what I say about games. And I highly recommend this one a lot. I'm really loving it. And I'm it's going to be kind of hard to finish up Armored Core 6 and Baldur's Gate 3 because I'm just enjoying Starfield just that much. But that's all I got for you guys today. As I say in all my podcasts, please go to iTunes and Spotify and leave your review. If you don't feel like typing out a review, just rate the show. 5-star if you like the show, 1-star if you don't. There's also a Twitter page or an X page now. You can go on X and look the show up and leave a review on there. Type out any kind of message or something. We'll get back to you. I'm always on there checking the messages. Maybe you have a recommendation for a game you may want me to play and talk about. By all means, leave that on there as well, and I'll check it out. But that's all I got for you guys. Without further ado, I'll catch you on the next one. Time for me to jump back into Starfield. Peace.